This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. Monday the 15th of June 2020, this is Stuck at Home. My name is Bex, I'm pretty sure you know that by now, and I am joined by my Fun Kids friend Dan. Hello Dan.
Bex, it's so nice to be here for the third episode in a row. What have you done to get so lucky with this?
Well, don't tell the others, but you know, you're a big deal Dan, I requested you back. Don't tell George, Josh, Sean or Connor that you've had 3 days in a row because they'll be furious, okay?
Alright, I'll keep it under my hat.
Okay. Today we are catching up with the latest episodes of the space programme. We'll be quizzing you on your space knowledge straight afterwards. I'm going to be chatting to somebody from the Week Junior magazine about what is happening in the world right now. And Dan and I will give you a few things that you can do, try and listen to if you are still stuck at home like us. So we are at home right now, stuck there, but happy about it, recording this podcast from our houses, bedrooms, cupboards, kitchen sinks. Bear with us if it gets a little bit glitchy or robotic every now and again. So Dan, tell me, what have you been up to pass the time?
I could not be more excited. For the first time in 3 months, pretty much we're going to see Premier League football again this week. It all kicks off on Wednesday, 17th of June. It's the glamour tie. Bex, you can't wait, can you? It's Aston Villa versus Sheffield United. They kick things off. You've also got...
You know what, actually? Aston Villa are a secret favourite club of mine. So yeah, I'm pretty invested in that, actually. Ooh,
you're like an onion, Bex. I just keep peeling back layers. You're like a parcel onion. Peeling back layers, finding little secrets under every bit. And we've also got Man City playing Arsenal on Wednesday. That's a big game because if Man City lose, Liverpool can win the Premier League with just one win, I think. Anyway, that's by the by. I've been getting very excited for the football by making my own dream football kit. Online, you can find loads of stencils of the outlines of football kits, the shirts, the shorts, the socks, and I've been colouring them in, making my own dream football squad with my own dream football badge with my perfect sponsor. That's what I've been doing. I've been making it very colourful, very vibrant because I like football. I love the strips that you see, but they can be a little bit of a dull dud. I always think they could be jazzed up. So that's what I've been doing, and that's a brilliant thing for people to do as well. If you do like your sport, if you've been itching for the football to come back, well, it finally is this week. Something you can do, create your dream football team.
Well, Dan, obviously, I've got to ask you now, you've been making up the kit. First of all, what colour, what's the base colour for your shirt? And then what logo or what picture have you had on the front of it?
I'll answer that by letting you know the captain of my dream football team, Joseph and his amazing Technicolor dream coat. My football strip is a lot like that. It looks like a rainbow that's floating across the pitch. It's got all the different colours you could dream of. There's red, there's yellows, there's pink, there's greens, there's mauves, there's gold, there's violet and ochres. I could go on. It's got all the different colours. It's got a fantastic badge as well, a bright lion. And I had to print it off quite big at home so I could fit in all this detail. I've yet to think of a perfect sponsor because, you know, football teams are sponsored by companies on the front. I've yet to think of the perfect. I really want it to sum up what I love. I think it might be a form of sweet. Or maybe a chocolate brand. That's what I'm thinking at the moment. But that's what you could do because really, unless something drastic happens, no one is ever going to wear these kits. So you could make it as creative as you really want.
Yeah, you can make your dream football kit. I like this because I remember a little while ago, I was a fan of Nottingham Forest and their away kit, or maybe their goalkeeper's kit, was yellow. And I was blown away by the idea that you could have a yellow football shirt. So I'm already invested, Dan, because this speaks to my soul. I could create the most colourful shirt in the world and it would be okay.
I don't know how I feel about that. In the space of about 2 minutes, you've said that you were a fan of both Aston Villa and Nottingham Forest. You need to pick one, Bex.
Oh, no. Well, if we're going to go favourite team, it's Newcastle United, obviously.
Of course.
But the other two are places I've lived in, so I feel like an affinity to them.
What you've done there, though, Bex, is you've gone from two very colourful sides and kits, from the yellow away strip of Nottingham Forest, the claret and blue of Aston Villa, to quite a pedestrian, I'd say, black and white of Newcastle.
Quite literally pedestrian, because that is like a zebra crossing. You're right. Yeah, it is black and white. But I think if I was to make my very own, I've got to say, I think you are spot on with the rainbow. I love the rainbow colours.
Exactly, because it lets you know everyone's involved and included as well. I think it's just nice and bright. And also, who doesn't want to watch a brightly coloured football team kind of dance around the pitch? Your team could be getting stuff like 5-0 every single week, absolutely hammered. But you're still quite nice to win because you're a feast for the eyes.
A feast for the eyes. That is the first time that phrase been used on this podcast.
Do you want to hear something very good about football strips? The team that I support, Wycombe Wanderers, a couple of seasons ago, they came up with a very creative and colourful kit for their for our goalkeeper. It looked a lot like a very colourful kaleidoscope. And the idea behind it was that strikers, when they are running through on goal with the ball, that they'd be so dazzled by the bright kit that the goalkeeper was wearing, they would automatically just kind of shoot it at them, that it would narrow. And I'm telling you, I don't know if it worked that well. We must have conceded about 5 goals in the first 2 games.
That's such an optimistic design, though. I love that was thought about and that was kind of committed to. I appreciate that, yeah.
That's what I've been doing. Colourful kits for the football that is starting this week. Bex, what have you been up to?
Well, I've been thinking of a way to pep up my Zoom calls. Because I don't know about you, Dan, but I've been doing a lot of Zoom and FaceTime and WhatsApp calls. And it's getting a bit boring. Do you find that?
Well, it's a very nice thing to say about all your friends, that it's getting boring. But I know what you mean. I think the novelty, the newness of it has slightly worn off, hasn't it?
Yeah, I've done a lot of chats online. Also done a lot of quizzes using Zoom as well. So I thought I would think of a different way to use your Zoom. And I have figured out the best way ever, which is, now bear with me on this, a PowerPoint presentation party.
Tell us more, Bex. That sounds like the most exciting thing ever. When does school start again? Let's go back. When does school start again, please? What's my homework?
Pick your favourite topic. It could be literally anything in the world. Mine would be the Fun Kids Presenters. I think that would be the topic I would pick. And make a 5-page, just maybe maximum 5-page presentation. You could use pictures. You could use text. You could use anything you want to. Pop that in there. And then there are two ways of doing this, Dan. Either you present it to the rest of the group so you can teach your friends or your family something amazing that you want them to know more about. Maybe your favourite thing is sharks. Perhaps your favourite thing is the planet Jupiter. It's up to you. Or you could mix up a little bit and put your presentation on screen and nominate somebody else to do the presentation. They have no idea what they're talking about. They just have to see what happens as it goes along and kind of just learn as the presentation comes on screen. And it is quite fun to do that as well, because you are kind of catching people on the back foot, I would say.
It's always amazing to use this time to get a little bit smarter. I imagine we're not really being as strict with our homeschool as perhaps the teachers would like us to be. So using any different ways to learn some stuff and to do some smart things is quite wise, I think, Bex.
Well, I remember at school, we had a project once, and it was to make a presentation about literally anything in the world that you wanted to do. And this is
what
kind
did
of
you
the
do yours on?
I did mine on the history of comedy, actually. And so I thought this is just a different way of doing it, but you would be doing it via Zoom rather than in person. So it's pretty much the same thing as being in school, but just making the most of the technology around you as well.
What was the very first joke that was ever written, Miss History of Comedy?
Oh, man, I don't know that. Come on. Come on now. Probably one of your links on the radio, to be honest. What about you? If you could do a presentation, what would you do it on?
I would do it on... I'm very into my... This sounds strange. I'm very into my surfing right now and my beaches. I think because we've been stuck at home indoors for quite a while. I've been escaping and traveling the world using my mind. I've been traveling on beaches, exploring the waves, and I've been very into my surfing at the moment. So I think I would do stuff on surfing. You didn't expect that, did you, Beck?
I really didn't. That did really catch me by surprise there. So yeah, you could pick your favourite subject or a subject you've just started learning about, or maybe something you're doing at school, and present it to your pals. Or, like I say, really mix it up a little bit and create a presentation that somebody else has to give. But of course, that means you have to give somebody else's. So you have to be ready to make things up on the spot, I would say. Pretty fun, right, Dan?
Extremely fun, Bex. Yeah, what a way to keep learning.
So if you are stuck at home like us, give those things a go and tell us if you do. We've had a few messages in already to funkidslive.com/stuck. So here we go. We had Archie, age 10, who messaged in, and he said, I've become a huge bookworm, especially for Lemony Snicket books. Ah, I've never read Lemony Snicket, but I think I'd really, really enjoy them. We also had Maya Berger-Smith, who is 12, and she says she's 13 soon. She says, hey guys, I love the podcast. I listen to it every day. I did Bex's idea of finding a geocache. It was really fun. And then she said, what is your favourite animal? Mine is cats. What do you reckon? What's your favourite animal, Dan?
My favourite animal, a dolphin. Smartest animal in the ocean. Looks so beautiful. Glide as well. I love a dolphin. You can also get in touch by leaving us a review over on Apple Podcasts. That's what Elisa has done there, who also asks, what's your favourite animal? Hers is a dragon, and she says that she got a canoe. Also, hello to Hobble Pixie. Also, Koala underscore 326 has written a little bit of an essay here. They have made millionaire shortbread while they've been stuck at home. Millionaire shortbread, Brex.
Well, that's what I did, yeah. So thank you so much to... So Koala Sheep's been a firm listener, clearly.
They've also done a treasure hunt. They made 16 clues all by themselves. 16 clues. And also, as we asked for, they have left a whole load of emojis. So I'm a big fan of that. Also, finally, and I think we'll end with this one. This is from Doggy Donut 419, who says that they love the podcast. Please, can they get more of Dan on it? Because I listen to his other podcast, The Fun Kids Science Weekly, and they love that one. Thank you so much, Doggy Donut. I'm back. Third episode in a row. You should be delighted.
Yeah, you see, Doggy Donut asked and we replied. Also left a spot the difference with emojis and... Oh, I've just done it. Okay, that's good for you. I was a bit worried I was being fooled there. Yeah, if you want to message us, just go to funkidslive.com/stuck and we'll give you a shout out in a future episode.
We're listening to the Fun Kids drama series, The Space Program in Stuck at Home right now. Here's episode 15. As the VR shuttle simulation goes from bad to worse, news is starting to break that Daniel and Claudia lied about the weight of the ferry cargo. Things aren't looking good for the space program.
I think that satellite or whatever it was took out the steering. It's definitely damaged one of the engines. I don't know.
I'm sorry.
Was this your fault, Jasmine?
Kind of, yes.
We can talk about it when we get back to Earth, Vaughn.
We are still on Earth.
As far as this competition goes, no, we're not. We're spinning in space.
Okay, we need to take the shuttle back down.
Right, put in a new course.
Flight computers tell me it's literally impossible to turn the shuttle like that.
But we're just flying further and further off course.
Turn off the flight computer. Are you sure? We have to do something.
Okay.
Ready? I'm going to turn the shuttle now.
This simulation is over. Please remove your helmets. This
simulation... What happened?
I don't know.
Your shuttle blew up. The flight computer was warning you not to do that for a reason.
Right. So I'm guessing that wasn't good.
It wasn't, Lily. No. I don't know what you were thinking, any of you. That situation should have been easy to deal with. You're all trained for this.
So, who's the winner?
We're announcing that tomorrow.
It's not going to be an easy choice, and not for the right reasons.
I'd like to go home.
Right after we have a debrief, talk about what went wrong.
Sorry. I'm not feeling well, and I'd rather just...
Jazz, wait! Jazz, I need to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
Did you mess that up on purpose?
I didn't mean to.
Then it was an accident.
I mean...
Really?
I mean, I didn't plan it that way.
You did mess it up on purpose.
I thought it'd make you look good, getting to save the day.
Well, that's not how it worked out.
No, I'm sorry.
After that, they probably won't take any of this. Why couldn't you have just dropped out?
Just leave me alone.
Lily, Jasmine, are you worried about the safety standards on this project after the news that broke this afternoon?
What?
Stand back, please.
What news?
Haven't you heard?
No, we've been in VR all afternoon. We haven't heard anything.
What happened?
The ferry disaster was caused by Matterform lying about the weight of the shuttle. They were desperate to get the shuttle here to keep the project on schedule.
We didn't know anything about that. Excuse me.
How did this get out?
Daniel,
We just need to blame human error. Say we weren't aware.
We can blame human error all we like, Claudia. People will believe what they want to believe.
We wrote it out before. We can do it
again. But this is different. They know Maddie was on that ferry. The story is we put our own daughter in danger.
We didn't know she was on board, though. Well, she wasn't supposed to...
You think that matters? All people know is that she could have died because we wanted that shuttle here quicker by the time we'd explained that... You better get that. I think I know who leaked this.
Who? Neil, how are you? Yes, I have seen the news.
Was that your phone?
Yeah.
Aren't you going to see what it is?
I don't want to. I just want to walk and not think about what's happening.
Do you wish we hadn't done it?
No, I'm glad we did it. I just don't want to think about it. Let's enjoy your walk.
Kyle!
Is that your Uncle Jason?
Oh, yeah. Jason! Seen anything today?
No, it's all dead quiet. Birds have all been frightened off by the fuss down at the launch pad.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Not your fault, Hen. What are you guys up to?
Just a nature walk.
And you managed to drag Maddie along?
It was her idea.
I've got into the whole walking in the woods thing. The trees and the fresh air and that.
I'm glad it wasn't a total waste of time, you coming to live here.
No, it wasn't.
Right. I'll leave you kids to your walk.
Hi, Dad. I expect you didn't watch the final round. Probably just as well, since I completely messed it up. Oh.
Hello, Lily.
Mr. Wheeler dropped round looking for you.
Why?
You remember our conversation this morning?
Yeah.
And just a couple of hours after that, an anonymous Twitter account claimed the ferry disaster was our fault.
Yeah, some reporters wanted to talk about it to us. Wait, you think I posted that stuff?
Seems quite a coincidence that it's happened on the same day. I'm surprised you didn't threaten me with it when we spoke.
Why would I put out a story like that?
He thinks you did it to help me.
I did ask Daniel if he could sort out the problem with the ferry, but I didn't even know the ferry was overloaded. I was just
trying... You're saying that your dad didn't tell you?
I didn't, Daniel. I didn't know either. I suspected it was, but...
Me and Dad haven't been talking much lately.
So you're admitting it was overloaded?
That's not the point. You had the means of finding out what happened on that ferry, and you had the motive.
But I still want to win the contest.
At the moment, it's not clear if there's even going to be a launch. We've got investors threatening to pull their money out over safety concerns.
No, it wasn't me. I don't want to put a stop to all this.
We can't have someone on this project we don't trust. We're announcing the winner tomorrow. I wouldn't get your hopes up, Lily. I'll see you tomorrow.
Did you really go and see him?
Yeah, I thought they hadn't done enough and it felt like they didn't care and...
Thanks, Lil. I know this space thing is important to you and by saying that you put all that at risk.
Yeah, more than I realised.
Morning, kids. Are you nervous? How do you fancy your chances of winning, then?
Doubt it.
No way.
Not gonna happen.
Wow, brimming with confidence, then. Okay, I think they're ready to start. You've all prepared something to say if you win.
No.
Okay, millions of people around the world are watching this, but whatever.
Okay, we're ready to start. Can we have some quiet, please?
Good luck, all of you.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us here at Loon School.
It's been an exciting few weeks for us, and first, we have to thank the people of the Isle of Loon who've made us so welcome.
And we'd like to repay that kindness by purchasing and donating a new ferry to replace the one that was damaged while carrying our shuttle here. And as a thank you to all those who were working on the ferry and the harbour that day, who helped save lives, we'd like to invite them to the launch.
But now, the thing we're really here to announce.
It's been so exciting getting to know these inspiring young people.
Well, apart from Vaughan, we knew him already.
And it's been such a tough decision. But after long discussions with our resident astronaut, Eve Mason, we've decided our winner is... Jasmine.
What?
Come on up, Jasmine. Don't be shy.
What?
That was episode 15 of The Space Programme. You can find wherever you're listening to this. If you want more, just search for The Space Programme.
All right, then, let's head over to the Week Junior magazine, finding out about what is going on in the world right now. I believe we are joined by Michael, and he's got a bit of a story for us. Hey, Michael.
Hi, I do indeed. So on Friday, there was a very exciting film premiere on the streaming service Disney Plus, and that was for Artemis Fowl, which is an adaptation of the book series, which some of our listeners might have read, by Owen Colfer. I read them. I still read them today. In fact, there was a new entry in the series released last year called The Fowl Twins, and I actually got to interview Owen Colfer about it for the Week Junior magazine, and we spoke about the upcoming film, which is now out and available for people to watch at home. It was originally going to be released in cinemas, but obviously cinemas are shut at the moment because of the coronavirus outbreak. So instead, they've put it online on Disney Plus so people can enjoy it from the comfort of their own homes instead. And for anybody who hasn't read Artemis Fowl or isn't familiar with the story or the character, it's about this sort of 12-year-old super genius master criminal. It's a little bit sci-fi, but there's fantasy elements as well, involving fairies and all sorts of different fantasy creatures. So if that sounds like something you'd be interested in, or you read the book, then that film is now available for you to watch if you have Disney Plus.
Yeah, because like you said, there's a lot of books in the series, but this is the first one, isn't it? I believe
it is. Yeah, it's an adaptation of the first book, but potentially they'll include elements from the other books as well. I remember when I was speaking to Owen Colfer about it, and he said that he went to visit the set and see, you know, how it was going and what they were doing, and he said there were even things in the film that he didn't know about, that they were keeping secret from him, little surprises and appearances from different characters who you might not expect. So even if you had read the book, there might still be some surprises for you in the film.
Oh, that's exciting. When there's even a surprise from the actual author, you know it's going to be good. I also know they've got big names like Kenneth Branagh and Judi Dench is part of it as well, I believe.
Yes, and also Josh Gad, who was the voice of Olaf in Frozen.
Oh, wow. I mean, I know it was good before, but for some reason, that really piqued my interest.
If Josh Gad's in it, then you know it's going to be good.
Exactly that. Well, so everybody can check it out if it's on, if they've got Disney Plus right now. And thank you so much, Michael, for telling us about it.
No problem. Speak to you soon.
We're coming to the end of Stuck at Home for today. Before we go, it's time for a little quiz. Question one. Which way does the Earth spin? A, from west to east, or B, from east to west?
Question two, which planet is bigger? Is it A, Earth, or B, Mars?
Question three, which of these planets has no moons? A, Uranus, or B, Mercury?
All right, so let's go back in time and get those answers, shall we?
Number one, I asked you, which way does the Earth spin? Well done if you said it spins from west to east, so that's anti-clockwise, isn't it? I think, which is why the sun rises in the east.
I always forget that. Question two, which planet is bigger? The answer is A, Earth. Mars is about half the width of Earth.
And question three, which of these planets has no moons? Well done if you said it was B, Mercury. Turns out both Mercury and Venus are moonless.
I just love the word moonless. Sorry, that really made me laugh before. Right, how did you do? Let us know at funkidslive.com/stuck. And remember, if you are stuck at home like us, give those things a go we mentioned earlier. Create your very own super football kit. Get as many colours on there as possible. Or have your own Zoom presentation party. And let us know if you do it. That is it from today. So goodbye from Dan.
Bye.
And from me. Remember to rate, review and subscribe wherever it is you get this podcast, and you can hear more tomorrow. Bye. So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.